Good morning, everybody. This is Chris Von Erich. This is You Got a Problem. This is the show that really is all about you guys out there. It is not about me. It is about what the hell everybody has an issue with. I got a lot of issues. I got a lot of problems. Everybody knows that. But this is, I brought this program back because people wanted to chime in. We had some good feedback on some of the other pages about it. So this is it. This is your time to shine. Okay. The live call-in number is 877-978-1745. It is the number to contact. You can also, in the chat, you will see the link to actually sign in vis-a-vis your computer, your iPad, your phone, whatever the hell you got. Actually, if you're using your phone, you might as well just call in and say something, for God's sake. But this is totally unfiltered. It's unscripted. It is your time. It could be about anything, guys. It could be about society. It could be about the crazy crap that's going on out there in the world. It could be what's going on in the manosphere here. There's a lot of crazy crap. I've kind of sat on the sidelines for a while with a lot of things, and I'm not going to do that anymore. You know, I don't have an allegiance to anybody in this space. Nobody pays me. I'm not on anybody's payroll. I'm not a mouthpiece for anybody, but I got my own opinions and I got my own problems, and we're going to get into them as, you know, this program moves on and continues on. But really, it's about you guys out there. And I don't give a shit if you're a feminist, if you're a chick. Although, you know what? You know, I'm not going to be the guy that gives a platform to chicks out there. And I see that's like the new thing. It's really like the new thing that's going on in the manosphere here. I guess I'll get into my first big gripe, right? And that is that I see a lot of this happening, and maybe it's because guys want views, they want subscribers, they want all that, you know, histrionics. I mean, I'm not into that. I think if you got a good message and you're on point and you're not full of crap, people are going to tune in. And maybe this show, this new show, will be a lightning rod for that. And I hope so, because this is, you know, this is not the red lens. This is not, you know, about, you know, all, you know, the big picture, you know, red pill picture. This is about you guys. Okay. But I've seen this quite a bit in the sphere that, now I'm seeing it where people are having panels with chicks on them. Like, we want to hear their opinion. And again, they can have an opinion. I mean, chicks can have an opinion. I'm all for it. You know, I'm not some ogre. Okay. But I really don't, you know, I don't care what a woman has to say about a relationship, because she's always going to take it from her point of view. It's always going to be about feelings. She's, you know, it could, you know, you could start a conversation with a chick talking about dating and relationships, but it's always going to go into her feelings. It's always going to be about that, you know, and then it's going to eventually turn into all about her. And that's garbage. You know, who wants to hear that? You know, they start talking and I hear, you know, that's it. That's pretty much what I hear when they start going off about, you know, what they think a relationship should be, what the, you know, oh, well, when I'm in a relationship and I, you know, and first of all, they're not going to tell you the truth. You know, a chick's not going to tell you. You think a chick's going to come on a public platform like this, where some of these guys have like 500,000 subscribers and crap, and they're going to tell you, you know, they're going to tell you all the secrets? They're not going to do that. It doesn't behoove them to do that. Just like we don't want to give away, you know, the red pill game here. You know, we don't want to tell them where we're coming from. You think they're going to do it? They're not going to do that crap. No way. No way. And let me tell you something, guys. If you have a question, okay, let's say you're averse to calling up, you know, you're some freak and you know, you're backwards and you don't want to like have your voice on the phone. If you're going to do a question in the chat, just put a Q next to what you're saying, because I'm not going to run through all the random stuff. I mean, I can see the chat and I'll say, hey, shout out, you know, blah, 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 this kind of thing. You know, I'll do that for you guys. But if you have a question, make sure you put like a Q next to it so that I know what the hell, you know, that it's an actual question. And speaking of shout outs and stuff like that, if you guys have not subscribed to the YouTube channel here, The Red Lens, do that. Get on that. Tell your friends. Share the link to your friends. Like the videos. Comment on the damn videos, because that gets it into the algorithm and YouTube loves us. Actually, YouTube hates me, but that's another point altogether. Twitter is The Red Lens One. Facebook is The Red Lens One. Instagram, we're on that. And we're also streaming not only here on YouTube, but we do the live stream to Facebook. I pull that when we're done. And also MGTOW.TV. So we do that. You know, and I'll just run the ticker up here on the bottom. And if you wish to donate, you can do that through Cash App, $ Chris Von Erich. If you do that, I'll give you a shout out and all that. So let's see who's in the chat here. King Ba 111, much respect. Let's throw him up there. There you go. Thanks, King Ba. Gunmetal Guy says, howdy. And let's see. What do we got here? Gunmetal. Actually, what do we see here? Yeah, so, I mean, and you know, at the end of the day, in life, guys, you're not, as a dude, you're not given anything, all right? Nobody gives a crap about what you've been through, let alone chicks. You know, I, you know what? I'm kind of a goddamn hypocrite, because I might actually tune in to one of these streams where they have all these chicks on. Because I want to hear the BS that they're going to throw out there. Okay. Because it's going to be full of BS. They're going to tell you what you think you want to hear. That's probably going to be the main gist of all these things. I mean, and I haven't seen a lot of these panels where they're throwing chicks up there and stuff like that. But, you know, again, I think the space has been infiltrated by, you know, women to a very big extent. And that's what happens. You know, we see that in society. That's, you know, what happens online is a microcosm of what happens in society. And you're seeing it here as it plays out through society as well. So you got the, you know, the Boy Scouts. Well, now, you know, they have to have females in the Boy Scouts. You have to, I mean, even bathrooms aren't even, you know, men and or women. Now it's just whoever, you know, whatever you want. Now that what's screwed up about that is that used to be the way that it used to be when we used to go out to some of these clubs in the city. You know, it used to be unisex bathrooms and, you know, people used to be just partying and going nuts anyway, but that's in a specific thing that's like localized. You know, to bring that into like general society, you're asking for trouble doing stuff like that. But again, to be all inclusive and do this and do that, well, there you go. It's all about that. So what do we got here? A thumbs up or whatever the King Ba is giving me, good vibes here. So that's good. I also forgot to do this. If you have anything, if you want to get in touch with me, make sure you email chrisvonerich@gmail.com. If you got an article you want me to read, if you are a content creator yourself and you think it's something in line with what I'd be down with, you can email me there. I read all my emails, so definitely do that. Okay. I'm also going to throw the link in the chat because I know some people still don't do this. Don't look. So let's throw that in there. And that link is the direct link to actually call in to the message board. You know, you fill out your name and whatnot, and then you just put it in there. So if you got a problem with anything, again, it could be society, it could be what we're talking about here in the manosphere, the craziness that's been going on. There's been every week I keep my finger on the pulse of this place, and it gets weirder and weirder and weirder. The other thing that was a big thing for this week in the sphere was that there was a lot of guys getting ticked off about certain creators that they were disingenuous. Okay, that's a big thing. You know, not being real. That's a big thing for the guys in this space. You know, well, you know, they're not being real. They're not, you know, they're not being true to themselves. I mean, what the hell? I'll give you a tip here, guys. I'll let you know something. Okay. Most of the guys that are in this space, that are doing stuff in this space, that are really uber successful, these are guys that are already well off. They've had other careers where they've made tons of money and they can afford to be online 3 or 4 days a week. They can afford to, you know, pay for certain things and do stuff. And they are not, you know, what you think they are in reality. None of us are. Okay. You know, I have a life outside of doing this. Okay. I'm pretty genuine in terms of my opinions because that's how I walk around. If you're going to be authentic in any way, you have to be authentic in the way you live versus what you're talking about. And that's another bone of contention for a lot of people. They don't like the fact that some of the guys are married. Some of the guys are living with chicks. Some of the guys are married to chicks. Do they have a point? Yeah, they got a point. They got a point because, you know, once you're married, or once you have a live-in girl and she's part of what you're doing, well, there's no way that you can truly be separate and be your own man, because then it's all about responsibility at that point. You know, if you got kids, if you got a family, if you got a chick that you give a crap about, well, you know, you're invested in that person. So you're going to be biased. You're going to shade towards a certain thing. But, you know, I don't think that sometimes, you know, those people can still have a positive message to be sent and heard. You know, there's some guys that are authors and they feel like, oh, well, you know, this guy, he hasn't been in the game for so long. And, you know, what the hell is he going to tell me about, you know, chicks these days? You know, what is he going to tell me about that? Well, I mean, most of those guys are not giving you like, oh, here, you know, go out to this place and do this and, you know, go here, you know, and use this line or what have you. You know, they're just kind of telling you how things are in general. And I think you can still get information that's good from those people, you know, the people that write books and what have you. So, you know, I think you got to put it into context when you're talking about the individual guys. You know, you have to take it to the point where, okay, well, what is this guy trying to tell me? And then go from there. Now, some of the guys, I'm not going to defend them. Some of the guys are businessmen. Okay. Some of them are salesmen and they're here to, you know, make money doing whatever, whether it's a course, whether it's, you know, a webinar, what have you, you know, and those guys are pretty easy to pick out. And at the bottom line, you know, bottom line, if somebody's, you know, selling you or advertising something to sell, well, that, you know, that's the primary reason they're here. Okay. And that's great. They can do that. And it's a tremendous thing and God bless them, but that's what they're here for. Okay. This space used to be about random sharing of ideas, points of view, things like that. And hopefully we can still be doing that in 2022. But you do have guys out here that, you know, think of a bottom line and, you know, that's how they operate. So, you got to just be mindful of that, you know, be aware. So, and I know, you know, Gunmetal guy is in the chat and he's saying that, I'm correct about, you know, my take on creators and people in the space. And, you know, I feel that way too. You know, I mean, I know I'm right about it. So, I know it, I'll give myself the air horn, knowing that I'm all right. But that's just how it is. So two things that I got a problem with are, again, the fact that, you know, there's an influx and acceptance of, you know, women and the, you know, what they have to say about things in the space. There was a time when we said that, women don't, you know, shouldn't know what this game is that we're talking about. They're not going to understand the, you know, the red pill because they're not of it. And it's true. They're not, you know, we're talking about a rational way of thinking about the world and relationships and sexual dynamics in general. And they're coming from a different point. They're coming from a totally different vantage point. And again, they can have their opinion. They're going to voice their opinion. We all know that. We all know they're going to voice their opinion, but we're not going to listen to it. You know, at least I'm not. You know, I'm going to blow them up. That's what I think about their opinions on panels of things. But again, they can have an opinion. You know, this is not some diatribe on, you know, women hating stuff and garbage like that. I'm not talking about that. You know, they're able to voice their opinion, but that's all it is. It's an opinion, and they don't have much more to offer. That's the gist of it. They don't have much more to offer than that. So, what do we got here? Let's see. Gunma, it is very troubling and divisive to let women inside the much needed male discussion, about how men should move in this world. Yeah. Well, you know, again, first of all, there are so many media outlets that are driven by women, set up for women in general. I don't think they need another space. Okay. I don't think they need to have their own red pill channels, you know, and I think that's a sham anyway. Any chick that comes on here and tells you that she identifies with, you know, men in their red pill philosophy, they don't. Okay. They can't because they're coming from a different, you know, sense of them having to want that relationship. Okay. Be in that relationship. They don't come at it from the same angle as we do. Okay. Now they might be LARPing. Okay. For those gamers out there, You know, they have the live action role play for those who don't know what the hell that is. They could be doing that. But again, I don't need it. You know, just sit there and look hot and look good, which most of them do, and which that's ironic too. When they come on with these red pill channels, they come on and they're, you know, half naked. They got their boobs out and everything like that. And, you know, I mean, I'm not going to argue, you know, I'm not going to argue with that.
Hey now,
but that tells you that they're still trying to trade off on their asset while getting over on the male space. You know, 5 years ago or so, and further back, would you see all these women channels popping up in the male space? No, you wouldn't. But it's a way for them to get super chats. It's a way for them to, you know, build their channel out and come in to the space. And it's easy for women. You know, a halfway decent chick, unless you're butt ugly, a halfway decent chick easily within a couple of months' time can get monetized on YouTube. Easy. Because even a lot of the audience out there in the manosphere, they sign up and they're throwing their super chats. Oh, my, you're such a great, you know, such a great point you have there, babe. Oh, wow. It's disgusting, but they do it. So, women have had the floor for decades. Yeah. Well, they still do. They still do on broadcast TV. I mean, how many, you know, and again, I understand chicks are home usually with the kids. Well, maybe not these days, but the daytime shows are geared for them. So you got the, you know, the Talk, the View, the, you know, Red Table, all this stuff, you know. So they're there and that's their audience. And I get it. I get that. But that's my point exactly. They have that. They have magazines. They have shows on TV. They're the reality TV shows. Who do you think they just brought it back? Joe Millionaire. Who do you think Joe Millionaire is geared towards? Are these dudes? No, it's the girls, the Bachelorette, even the Bachelor or no Bachelorette. It's still women driven. It's their entertainment. So, let's see. Do we have any questions in the chat here? Let's go. Correct. Men fighting is nonsense. Our gender is literally Atlas for the world. If we are not grounded, everything. And he gives a shrug. Yes, I know. I hear Charlie Brown teacher want, want when they speak about morals or what should or shouldn't be. Yeah, I know. It's 100%. YouTube hates truth and logic. Yeah. Yeah, they do. And they certainly, they don't help me out, and that's okay. That's okay. Because I'll continue to be on here. I'll do my live streams. I'll post my videos and you, the fans, the audience out there, the fans that hopefully will be calling up 877-978-1745 to have your opinion be heard, what you got a problem with. That's it. They can try to hold me back. They can try to, you know, crush my views, crush it, you know, but that's all right. They're not going to succeed because I know my audience is out there and we're doing it, you know, and I'm going to speak up about this crap that other people are too afraid to talk about. And so be it. And there's a lot of that crap going on in society, you know, with, all the craziness that's gonna here in New York. We actually just had it. We had somebody, it was another homeless crazy person that pushed some, I think she was a, you know, Chinese lady off of some platform in the subway. So, I mean, we got that craziness going out in society now too, which is nuts. Probably nothing will probably be done about that, but whatever. Riggs Jr. Riggs. Pretty much every chick trying to invade the MGTOW red pill space have been found out to be frauds and womanists at heart. Beware the chameleons, fellas. Also protect your seed. Well, Riggs, yeah, totally. And that's what it is. And it's because they're full of crap. Okay? They're not genuine. They're just looking for a platform. They're looking to make money. Okay? And they know most of them either come on with, you know, a hot picture. You know, they won't come on camera, but they'll come, you know, they'll have a duded up picture, which, you know, looks hot. Or they'll come on camera. Okay, number two, they'll come on camera and they'll have their boobs out, you know, or, you know, whatever they got, they'll be done up and that's it. You know, and they know guys are gonna tune in for that, because even a lot of the audience in this space, or the new people to the space, you know, what are they going to look at? You know, they're going to say, oh, here's a hot chick, you know, and she's talking about guy stuff. Ooh, maybe she'll tell me how to get a girl like her. You know, no, she's not. She's not going to do that. Okay. She'll give you some basic stuff about, you know, maybe a story about when she worked as a bartender or some crap like that. But she's not going to, you know, she's not going to give you the magic key to get a chick like her. Matt Innes, many men have not heeded the biblical teaching, Proverbs 7, that warns men of the crafty harlot, and that going to her leads to death. Hence, many men are reaping the consequence of sexual addiction, leading to their physical, emotional, and spiritual. That is a lot there, Matt. That is really a lot. That is very deep.
Speaking
of Proverbs, that's very deep, very deep for Matt to lay that out there. I mean, a lot of girls, their default is, you know, being a harlot, you know, but they, you know, they can be saved because, you know, they can find God, you know, they can find a lot, you know, they can find, they can be born again, you know. That could be something for a chick, you know, but they can find Jesus, you know, sometimes those girls do. Sluts for Jesus. They will find the righteous path, and there'll be a guy out there that says, you know what, she screwed up, but now she's mine. She's one with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise that Lord.
I know there's a God somewhere. There's a God somewhere.
So, had one last night. Wanted to have fun without protection. Rapper, you better believe it, pal. Don't you do that? Because that could lead to big trouble. Very big trouble if you don't wrap that up. I've popped into some of these lives, and the simping is insane. If we had done what we were, young, our older brothers and fathers would have beat the silliness out of our system. Yeah, that's damn right, Riggs. That's damn right. It would have happened that way. I had to tell a friend hell no when he tried to send me to a female so-called red pillar. I told him I don't trust it. And you shouldn't. You know, I mean, I shouldn't say you shouldn't trust it. but you shouldn't put any validity in it. Because again, a chick's always going to come from a woman's point of view. And what is the woman's point of view going to be? It's going to be your feelings. Eventually is going to be your feelings. You know, she, you know, they can find some material online and read it and kind of take notes about it and have it there for them and spit it out. But their opinion over the course of time is always going to come back to, you know, some wishy-washy, you know, thing like, oh, well, you got to do this and you got to make a woman feel this way. I mean, feelings are big, you know, that feeling of, you know, hot, you know, attraction. Yeah, that's definitely there for them. You know, that's important. But, you know, they're going to get you into like really deep emotions, you know, where you're emoing out and you don't want to be there. That's not a good thing. You don't want to be Joey emo walking around trying to talk to chicks, and you're going to get friggin' nowhere. You're going to be in a bad way. Let me tell you, real bad way. You're going to just be sitting there.
I'm a loser.
That's all it's going to lead to. Actions speak louder than words. You're damn right, Kingba. You're damn right. Again, in the chat, you may see it. If you're new to the chat here, you might see a pinned comment. That link actually is to the call-in service that you can. So if you got a problem with chicks in the sphere, crap in the society going on, it could be anything. It could be the fact that I just came across a thing where this one chick from 16 and pregnant ended up killing herself. Well, that's lovely. That's terrific. Well, maybe the fact that she got pregnant at 16 was really the bad idea. No, but again, there's society for you. Society now says that that's a good idea. I shouldn't say that, but they say that that's okay. You know, we have to have a way of supporting that scenario. Well, now maybe it's to the point where you don't support that scenario. Maybe it's to the point where you say that's not a scenario we want our friggin' middle school age kids or soon to be in high school, ninth grade. I think 16, isn't 16 like ninth grade? I think that's it. I think it is, yeah, because it's 16, 17. Yeah, I think that's about right. I think a 16-year-old probably would be going into like ninth grade. And that's insane. You know, and what happens, you know, now you see it, she, you know, obviously has mental issues. I mean, any 16-year-old or even the parents, if they're even around, that's the other thing. Where the hell are the parents in that scenario? How is that a good idea? You know, they're talking about fighting, you know, the big thing is fighting for rights for, you know, late-term abortions. You know, that's the big, you know, the big dust-up now. Where the hell were those pro people then, you know, early on for this girl to say, hey, you know, maybe this isn't a good idea here. Now I know that's going to, you know, get the, you know, that's going to get the God worshippers mad at me.
There's a God somewhere. There's a God.
Now relax.
Somewhere.
Now relax. You know, I'm not saying that I am pro abortion or not. I'm not saying any of that stuff. Okay. But what I am saying is there are circumstances where people have to think about things. Okay. Whether it be before, you know, actually, well, it should be well before, but even soon thereafter, they still got to think about things. Cause now you have a scenario where the mother is dead. The boyfriend's probably a deadbeat or messed up himself. And now that kid has to either go into foster care, or the parents or the aunt or what have you has to pick up the slack. But again, Western society, love it. choices equal consequences, right? Yeah. Right. What do I say? Equal rights and lefts? No, just kidding. I'm teasing. I am teasing. I am joking with that. That was just a joke. Mighty Zane, great to hear the Redlands on a Sunday morning. Yes. I am trying out this all call-in program. Maybe on some different days, different times. We'll see what happens. I want to see where I drum up the interest, you know, where the audience is. So we're trying it first. We're trying it first here on a Sunday, you know, late morning, 11 a.m., which would be about 8 a.m. out on the West Coast. So it's kind of early, but those people on the West Coast, they're supposed to be up early, right? You know, they all live by the beach, right? They do their jogging down by the boardwalk and stretching and all that crazy yoga crap that they do out in California. And so, and then internationally, I think by 11 a.m., some of our international friends are probably up and around. So maybe this will work. We'll see. We'll see. I'll do this for, you know, a little while, maybe through the winter here, this lovely winter that we're having, which sucks, ladies and gentlemen. It is horrible waking up in the morning when it's like 6 degrees out. It is a pain in the ass, but I'm sure those people that live also on the eastern seaboard here in the Northeast would attest to that. And maybe some of the guys that live, you know, in the middle states there, you know, where the front drops down and catches you. So, but yeah, maybe we'll keep this time slot and day for the winter, and we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes, and if I got to adjust it, you know, and you know, I get you know, I find out that it's bad, you know, and I go somewhere else. So. Let's see. What do we got here? Teasing, but true. Yes, I know. I am. I like to do that. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not yet subscribed to the channel, it's right here. YouTube.com, The Red Lens. Subscribe. Share it with your buddies. Get it to your friends. You know what? Send it to some of those red pill chicks, too. So I want to see what they have to say about it. Get their critique on Von Erich. Get it out to them and like the videos you watch. Maybe even throw a comment in there. I read all my comments. So do that. And we'll go from there. All right. If you wish to donate, you see the little ticker down below. $ Chris Von Erich. Keeps these the new light. I got a new light for the show here. If you see it, I'll give you this view. This is you know, my what the hell did I pay for this? Like $900 this damn camera. So, but I got a nice light for it, so now that it does what it's supposed to. So, and you can see my shirt, you know. There you go. Very old picture of me, you know. I think I look good there, right? I think I look the same, right? I still got the pale skin, right? You know.
Oh my.
So, what do we got here? Let's see. Riggs Jr. It's 2022. Women and men are equal rights and lefts when attacked personally. And don't defend these strong and independent women. They can handle their own protection and provision. Well, I mean, they certainly have everything set up for them in society, I don't think, and I mean, I could have any, and I'd love to have one of the girls call up here and disagree with this, but I would have to say that there are so many programs and so many services that have women's best interests in heart so that they can make it. So, and they totally can make it in society today. So those days and that narrative of, you know, that glass ceiling that they're always talking about, you know, breaking, is that's garbage. They have every opportunity to get where they want to be, but we're seeing where most of them default to going is OnlyFans. You know, they'll go right to OnlyFans, you know, at least, and we were having the great exodus of work, right? You know, they are exiting the workforce, and what are they doing? Right to all online, because a chick, you guys can do the math out there. A girl can get an OnlyFans or a cam site account, and they literally can make 10 grand a week. Easy. Most of the time, they're being managed by their boyfriends or their husbands, who are obviously not on camera, but they're in the background behind the camera, you know, collecting all the money from the simps that go on there and think that they're having some kind of relationship with these girls. So you have that in society now, too, where that's okay. It's totally okay. Now, the government will tax that particular show for damn sure, but it's totally fine. And it's protected. We all know what's reality, but sit back with your popcorn and watch them attempt to walk the talk. They can't build it to handle the world as a man. Well, they ain't built right to handle the world as a man. Well, they're not, you know, and management, aka Penn. Well, yeah, true. In many ways, Kingba, that's 100% true. But a good point by Riggs there. Okay. Most of the time, not all. All right. Not all. All right. Let's, you know, let me. I'll rewind. Yeah, I'll rewind that right there. As I said, not all, but most of the time, you will see women that are in management positions get to run the companies. A year or two afterwards, they're making a managerial change, because there is a sacrifice that happens. Okay, there is a sacrifice that happens with management when you take on those respective jobs. Okay. Where you cannot have everything that you want, and it can't be easy. You can't see your kids all the time. You can't go and do this. You can't have all the time to go and, you know, get your hair done and do the things that women like to do, the vanity stuff, which is great. It's great for them. Okay. I like a woman to look hot too. That's the best, man. Look hot for me.
Hey now.
But you can't do that and be the CEO, okay? Unless you're delegating a lot of your duties to underlings, which could be the case in some of these cases. Yeah, that could be the case. Definitely somebody from Russia. Thank you for watching. All right. Nostrovia. We have a scammer. Oh, that's a scam. Okay, well, whatever. Oh, what have you. Good, he's watching anyway, so that's good. Alright. So, I don't know what that is. A scammer in terms of what? Like, they try to have you click on a link? No, don't do that. If there's somebody else like putting a link in the chat and it gets through, don't, and it's not me, don't be clicking on anything. So don't do that. God, no. But instead, get your butt on the phone, 877-978-1745. That is the hotline toll-free number, okay? So even if you're calling from Canada or someplace else, you should be able to get through on the line, and we want to hear from you. Also, in the chat, there's a pinned comment vis-a-vis YouTube, where you can click on that link and it will bring you to a little form that you fill out, and you can call right into the show. Let us know your problem. And again, it could be stuff that I'm throwing out there that I got a problem with, or it could be something that you're dealing with. It could be a crap relationship. You know, maybe you're a guy that's in a dead bedroom. You know, maybe you know somebody that's going through a hassle and you want to throw it by your guy, Von Erich. You can do that. This is your time to shine. Okay. I've already, like I said, I already told you about how I felt with the women getting involved in this space. And I see a lot of content creators kind of redoing their platforms and trying, maybe they're trying something out. Maybe they feel that, it's a way to curry some of, more views and stuff like that. But here's the thing. All right. I don't mind women calling up. Maybe they think I'm way off base. Maybe they've already told me that I'm a misogynist and a pig and what have you. And that's fine. They can have that. They can have that opinion of me. Okay. It's not true, but they can have it. But I don't want to hear their opinion on a channel, especially when they're talking about, how a guy should be. Okay. Or given a narrative like, I identify with men. And I want that strong, that strong, aware dude, and no, they don't, they're doing it again to get a grift off of something and get their super chats and, figure out a way if they can, get in the space. And some of them have different, goals for that. They have a different design, maybe they want to do nefarious stuff here, which would be real crappy. That'd be a real crappy thing to happen if we had some women, faking it on the internet here and then trying to do a disservice to the manosphere and the guy space. So that's what you gotta be very careful about that. So you vet the guys you subscribe to and you watch, and you should do so even especially 10 times so when you see a woman come into the space and she's, speaking on, manosphere, red pill related stuff. And she's claiming to be a friend to the space, or she identifies and, what have you. And again, they may like some of the points that a red pill aware guy has. Okay. They might like some of the things that are being said and some of the, some of the mannerisms and characteristics, but what do they all do at that point when they get the guy? I just saw it. Machine Gun Kelly on one knee proposing to Megan Fox. So there you go. We see it again. She ditches the beta guy that, gets her no feeling, doesn't pump her up, and then gets the alpha guy totally. I mean, Machine Gun Kelly is tattooed from this part of his neck down. Okay. I don't even like his music. Okay. But he visually is that badass. Okay. And that's what made her ditch the one guy, what's his name? Brian Austin Green, okay, from Beverly Hills 90210 fame. The younger contingent will know what the hell I'm talking about, but that's what, his claim to fame. Ditches him for Machine Gun Kelly, And what do we have now? Well, now she has successfully, you know, change that badass dude into the same guy she just hated, the same guy she threw out and didn't want anything to do with. Guess what? Machine Gun Kelly is going to become that guy. But I guarantee you, before that happens, she's going to get pregnant with his kid. So watch. That's the next thing coming. Probably like in the spring or something, or summer. You'll see that. They'll get there, you know, they'll go through their, you know, their marriage or whatever. You know, have their get married in Tulum. Some shit like that. And then you know, 2 months later, oh, well, you know, an Instagram post. We're expecting, you know, you'll see the obligatory sonogram on Instagram as they all throw up there. You know, as I throw up, you know, for a different reason. So, all right, what do we got here? Red Sings the Blues says, what's up? What is up, my man? What is up? I'll tell you something about Red. He is one of the hardest working guys in the sphere. He has like maybe 3 or 4 uploads a week. He does a bunch of live streams. God bless him. So, and did I miss some of these? Again, you know, if you guys have a question, okay, or want to have, you know, you're adverse to calling up, all right, you have a weird voice or whatever, you know, whatever your hang up is, and you don't want to call up, whether through the phone or through the computer, the browser, make sure when you ask the direct question, if it's a direct question, make sure it's a Q next to what you're typing so that it sticks out for me, all right? That's how we're going to rock this show, okay? So that we don't miss any direct questions like that. We delete those on channels I'm a mod on. It's a prawn, I think. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I really only have one mod, and I don't know if he actually woke up early today to be a mod for me, because I don't see him in the chat. You know what? Maybe Riggs Jr., I have to make you a mod, you know, so this way you'll clean it up. Maybe I'll do that. You know, we'll do that. I'll add Mr. Riggs Jr. as a mod, you know. Can I actually do that? I think I can do that actually while I'm screwing around here online. So maybe I will do that for you. So I'll work on that. But anyway, what was I going to say? Let's see. Sign language, shame and guilt need to be at the crab. Yep. Okay, let's see. Matt, and that's, I'm not going to butcher your last name. Since they redefined misogyny to be, you disagree with me, why? it's really a word without substance. Agreed. Let's see here. Okay. An 18-year-old. Yeah, that's right, Kimba. She will be having that lotto ticket if she gets him pregnant. He gets her pregnant. Well, actually, wait a second. You know, hold on before we get this. You know, I misspoke, but I didn't, because nowadays we even have having that where birth is something that is, what is it? Gender fluid, right? You know, which is, you know, crazy, but, you know. So gender fluid. So, yeah, so women that transition to be men can now have kids, and they are being reported as man giving birth, you know, monumental thing happens. So, yeah, we have that now. That's a thing. So, Bryce Friday says it sets a terrible tone. For some dumb reason, regular women try to compare their lives to celebrities. A total case of delusion. Well, that's, you see, great point, Bryce. Okay. And that's another problem. Okay. Right there in society. Too many young chicks out there, especially. I mean, it's becoming more, not just the young group contingent. It's going to the 30s and the 40-year-old chicks too. They see how these celebrities live. All right. Their vacations, their what have you, the stuff they get paid for, the stuff that they have, and they believe that they too can have that lifestyle, you know, that they can act that way. And they can't, okay, because their life is not your life. Kim K's life is not your life, sister, okay? And I don't know if there's any Black Manosphere guys out there. I'm sure they can chime in and say, you're damn right. There's a lot of Black women out there that think that they're, you know, you name the chick, and they try to project that life or live that life, and they don't have two friggin' nickels to rub together during the week, but on the weekend they're wiling out. Riggs Jr. What's your stance on these law enforcement agencies wanting to charge people who don't step in and stop women from being assaulted, basically, is what you're getting at. Hold on, let me just reread that. What you say? Well, I mean, that's a catch-22 for a bystander, a guy. First of all, you can get really screwed up if you as a bystander try to go at a guy that is trying to get at a girl, you know, on the street, especially here. I mean, here in New York, it's nuts. You know, I mean, you got to be careful walking down the street in general. But to your point, I don't know where you're calling from in terms of, you know, law enforcement being mad that you're not getting involved. Most of the cops here in New York, they don't want the general population getting involved in anything like that. So I wouldn't get involved, because you can end up dead in that scenario. Used to be gender fluid was something you cleaned. Oh, yeah, I know. That's right. That is absolutely, that is 100% right. It used to be something that was an after effect.
Hey now.
Absolutely, Matt. Good point. Good point on that. Okay. It looks like I am going to need that a couple more mods in here to clean up these crazy dudes. Let's see. Can I? Yeah, we'll do that. All right. We'll block that guy out. So hopefully he doesn't come back again. A dead martyr helps no one be a good witness. Yeah, there you go. Well said. Well said. Watch the scenario, okay, and take notes. Yeah, don't jump in the middle of somebody with a gun or a knife or what have you. Unless, of course, they're coming at you, then all bets are off and you got to do something. But yeah, you don't want to be, you don't want to be doing that. I think I'm all caught up in the chat. I don't see any more questions. I answered Riggs. That was good. All right. Okay. All right. So I blocked that one guy. The one whacked out, whatever that was. Like you said, if they're prawns or whatever the hell they're doing. We're going to make sure they're not in there. Okay. I just missed something here. Let's see. This society has no value or reverence for a man that does his actual job. Too much time is spent video taking, trying to go viral. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, that's a hobby now. Gunmetal. That's a hobby. I mean, TikTok, there's a reason why TikTok is the most popular app out there. It is by far the choice du jour of, I'd say, any woman under 40. I think that's safe to say. And they're always doing the pretty waist, small waist, and bank videos, which I do.
Oh my!
I do co-sign. You know, I mean, again, I'll say this too. You know, don't get me wrong here. You know, if a girl wants to exploit herself, I'm all for it. You know, but that's exactly what you're going to be. You see, you don't have it both ways. You can't exploit yourself as a thought and then come around, you know, and expect to get respect in general, because that's not what men in society do. You know, we compartmentalize women just like they do to guys, but we do it based on your actions. Okay. If you come across like, you know, an Uber thought, and again, your first inclination, which it usually is to be half naked and see me, look at me. Well, that's where you're going to be put in that box. You know, your box is going to get put in that box. So, all right. there is an incident in Philly or somewhere over that way. People video recorded the scene, and now cops want to prosecute those who didn't physically intervene. Wow. Very interesting. That's crazy. That is nuts. You know, and what's funny is those scenes in those towns that you're giving as examples, they're probably hellholes, okay? Because there's no police force. You know, they've probably defunded the cops to the point where they don't have the manpower patrolling those areas or going into those bad, you know, buildings, if there's project buildings or buildings where they know crazy crap goes on. Well, that's why. You know, if those cops aren't there patrolling those areas, then guess what? The bad guys are going to have free rein to do whatever the hell they want and organize and plan crap out. Big Bang, I know. Actually, I should do that. I should have girls, sign up for a Big Bang challenge. Actually, you know, that's a good thing. All these red pill girls that do these channels, we should all get them to do Big Bang videos. They probably already have. They probably already have them. See, that's the funny part. You know, the same chick that is doing that Big Bang on themselves, right? That video is the same chick that now has, you know, I'm a red pill woman, you know, come join me. I'm, you know, I understand my role. You know, I understand that I need a good man and a solid red pill aware man. I welcome that. Yeah. Okay. They welcome it for the first, like, the first couple of days, and then they're like, forget it. I, what do you mean? What do you mean I can't go away to, you know, Bermuda with my four girlfriends? Why do you have a problem with that? All right. Back after World War II, newly returned army guys with a pocket full of cash would hear a woman's cry, help, down an alley, and would be the hero. Go in, four guys mug him proper, like today's problem. Yeah. Yeah, that's probably exactly what would happen. Matt, that's their job, okay? It's the cop's job to run into or run toward danger, okay? But, you know, it's society's job to make sure those cops have all, you know, the stuff they need to actually do that job. And that's, you know, that's another problem I got. You know, I got a problem with telling the cops what they got to do, but then not giving them the resources to do it. You know, law enforcement and protecting and serving, you know, there's a lot that goes with that. And I think a lot of people forget that and don't understand it. I'm getting parched. Ah, there we go. Very nice. All right. Let's see here. I respect the exposing themselves as not keeping material. Bryce, okay, they're just talking. Okay. All right. So let me just see. Again, guys, if you wish to call in, you can do so. 877-978-1745. If you also see in the chat, there is a link. I will post it one more time right here in case you don't see it. That link should bring you to a page that lets you fill out your information so that you can call in vis-a-vis your browser. I'd probably say use Chrome because it's a little bit better. So you can definitely do that. So definitely do that. It is going to be on here. I'm going to be on here for about another 10 minutes because yours truly has some stuff going on this afternoon. But I am here for you. I'm here for your problems. Again, this is You Got a Problem. This is the show, the one show on the YouTube and within the Manosphere that is not about yours truly, not about the host. I'm not selling you anything, all right? Not selling you any damn books, no courses, okay? You know, don't want to talk about crypto, although I do that, but, you know, that's my own personal finance, which I'm hoping has something at the light at the end of the tunnel. But no, this is not a crypto course thing that I'm care give a crap about. This channel is about you guys and the crap that you see in terms of society that is just you got a total problem with, that you're sick of it and you want to get it off your damn chest. And I am here. I am here for you. To do that. And let's see here. Let's see. I see also that I read an article that this Farrah Abraham was arrested Saturday night because she slapped a security guard at a club. Okay. And we were just talking about this. We were literally just saying this, how, you know, these cops, you know, whether they're security or, regular law enforcement, you know, we entrust them to do a job and they can't even do it because they're getting beat up on the job, you know, and this is probably a ritzy place here. You know what? I got to share this because this is friggin' great, guys. You're going to love this. This is, I can't believe that, look at this chick. Okay. She's sliding out. Let's see. Are they going to actually show it?
You might be thinking, wow, how does she get it all done? So what's my secret? I bought a nectar.
All right. No, it's not. Okay. It's not going to show us that. All right. But, you can see they quickly subdued this chick. All right. And it says, that she allegedly slapped a security guard at Grandmaster Records in Hollywood, where she and a friend were partying. An eyewitness tells TMZ someone at the club allegedly assaulted them. Someone described as a Farrah hater. So she got into a fight, and the security guys basically, you know, tried to get in there and stop it, and she slugged the security guard. Nice. Very nice. Yeah, she won't get charged. You know what? She won't get charged. You know, I tell you, put a one in the chat if you think she's not getting charged. Let's see. Let's see. Gunmetal guy says, at Chris, do you think the influx of phony female red pillars is a concentrated planned effort to institute infighting between people and to stop momentum of the sphere? It is very possible. I mean, is it likely? I don't know, but again, I said this before, I don't like and or need a woman to tell me that she's in love with, you know, a guy that's red pill aware or on his purpose, okay? I expect that, okay? So she certainly doesn't need to be starting a channel and speaking on red pill theory or information. Because again, this stuff is not for them. Typically, women don't want to know about what the hell we have, you know, what we got going on here. Okay. You know, they wouldn't understand it to begin with. Okay. They don't get the whole concept. So, I mean, could there be some bad actors out there? There's some of these chicks? Yeah. You know, but is it like a coordinated effort? I don't know. It takes a lot, man. It takes a lot to coordinate, like, you know, a movement or a thing and stuff like that. And, you know, you got the whole thing with January 6th, you know, always, you know, a whole big thing. And it was coordinated on all these different levels. It's tough to do that stuff. I mean, is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. Anything is possible. If you hit another person, you better damn well expect to get hit back. If you sit or stand or pee, it don't matter. You know, in many, many instances, I got to agree with you, Gunmetal. I mean, I'm not getting beat up for nobody. Okay, I'll tell you that right now. If a chick comes at me, you know, trying to, you know, rain blows on me, I'm not just going to, you know, push her away. You know, there'll be an end to that confrontation if she's actively attacking me. So, and that goes for anybody. I came in late on the stream today. Did you cover the Drake hot sauce story? Looks like an IG model got a different kind of burning sensation. I did. There you go. I did not cover that, but you can feel free to, you know, let us know about that. You can call up about it or what have you, but I did hear something about it, but I didn't talk about it. And I see that everybody's in agreement that Miss Farrah is not going to be charged for slugging that security guard in the little melee that she had at the nightclub there. So I would agree. I would agree on that. So I think she, you know, I think if you're thinking that, you know, that's what I think. If you're thinking that's going to be charged, that's probably playing in your head. But what I want to know too is, what do you guys think that the guys that are putting these women on that are you know, looking to do that, do you think it's just something that they're looking to, you know, they're looking to just get views, or maybe they're just trying to curry some favor, or do you think they believe it? I don't believe it. I can't believe that those people believe that it's a good idea. You know, I don't believe it. I don't like the turn that takes. I think it's false. I think it's disingenuous. And like I said, there's no need for it. There's no need. You know, they can have an opinion, but, you know, I'm not tuning in to any woman's red pill channel for their information. Okay. I mean, I might tune in to see their cleavage, because they have no shortness of that. And there's no, I don't think that's by mistake. So. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you. it's been my pleasure. My pleasure to bring the program of You Got a Problem back to you. And like I said, we're going to see if 11 a.m. on a Sunday is good. If it works out, we'll see. Maybe we'll move it to a different, during the week. Who knows? But if you're subscribed to the YouTube channel, which you better be, damn it, youtube.com, The Red Lens, hit that notification bell. You'll know damn well when we're on. All right. Peace, guys.